Hello, knowledge seekers. In this episode of 20 Minute Books, we're delving into Deep Thinking by chess grandmaster Garry Kasparov. Published in 2017, this book explores the intriguing relationship between human intelligence, the strategic game of chess, and advancements in artificial intelligence. Kasparov, who has not only reigned as a dominant figure in competitive chess, but also as a staunch human rights advocate and respected author, invites us into the world of chess and technology. He shares insights into how machines have come to surpass human intelligence in chess, setting a precedent for AI's role in future human endeavors. Deep thinking is not just for those who admire the game of chess, but also for computer enthusiasts fascinated by the evolving capabilities of artificial intelligence. Moreover, it resonates with anyone concerned about automation and the increasing presence of machines in the workplace. Through his narrative, Kasparov offers an expert perspective on these developments, backed by his years of experience at the pinnacle of chess and his broad contributions to discussions on technology and society, found in publications like the Wall Street Journal. This episode is a must-listen for anyone curious about the intersection of AI, human intelligence, and the future of competitive strategy in and beyond the realm of chess. Join us to unravel the complexities of technological evolution through the experiences of one of the game's greatest players. Deep Thinking, where artificial intelligence ends and human creativity begins. Introduction: Understanding the Future Through Chess and AI. Navigating the modern landscape of technology can often feel overwhelming. From smartphones to artificial intelligence, the pace of innovation is relentless. But what if we could understand this rapid advancement through something as timeless as a game of chess? Garry Kasparov, a grandmaster who famously battled the pinnacle of AI technology, IBM's Deep Blue, offers a unique perspective on this intersection. Kasparov isn't just any chess player. His historic matches against machine intelligence place him uniquely at the crossroads of human expertise and artificial intelligence, making him the perfect guide to explore these complex topics. He challenges us to think critically about our technological future and the ethical dimensions of AI. In this exploration, we delve into not only the similarities between the strategic thinking in chess and the processes of modern AI, but also some unexpected stories from the annals of chess. For instance, during the 1978 World Chess Championship, a seemingly innocuous lunchbox item sparked off a surprising controversy that underscored the intense pressures in competitive chess. Moreover, by breaking down basic programming principles that drive popular technologies like Google Assistant and Amazon's Alexa, this narrative doesn't just recount history. It connects the dots between past innovations and future possibilities, making the vast field of AI not only accessible, but relatable. Join Kasparov as he guides us through a reflection on technology viewed through the lens of chess, providing a narrative that is as engaging as it is informative. Let's unlock the story of technology and intelligence as seen on the chessboard. Part 1. Chess. A tale of two perspectives. Chess, a game with roots that trace back centuries within Western culture, holds a curious position in contemporary society. Despite its intellectual allure and rich history, there's an undeniable stigma attached to it in the West, while often unfairly tagged as the sport of eccentrics. In mainstream Western culture, chess is stereotypically reserved for the nerds, and seen as the pastime of individuals too engrossed in intellectual combat to partake in everyday life. This portrayal has been tough to shake off, even by champions like Garry Kasparov, who strive to show that chess masters can have robust interests ranging from politics to history, beyond their strategic battles on the board. Despite these efforts, the media often still caricatures them as out-of-touch savants, fostering a view that seeps into social structures like schools, where chess players are mistakenly undervalued. Garry Kasparov, perhaps one of the game's most influential figures, has witnessed this firsthand and has worked endlessly to challenge these misconceptions. Initiatives to introduce chess into school programs across the US have shown promising signs of shifting this perspective. Young kids are embracing chess, finding joy in the game before any societal biases can influence their views. Contrast this with Russia, where chess is not just a game but a revered institution. In Kasparov's youth, within the former Soviet Union, chess was as celebrated as major sports are in the West today. This deep respect is rooted in history, dating back even before the Soviet era throughout Tsarist Russia. Chess was a noble pursuit, respected and upheld even through turbulent historical shifts like the Russian Revolution. The Soviet government not only preserved but elevated the status of chess, integrating it into the cultural fabric of society. They placed such value on the game that top-ranked players were even exempted from military duties to represent their nation in the sport. This high esteem continues to shape the Russian perspective on chess today, contrasting starkly with the Western view and showcasing how cultural attitudes towards the same activity can diverge so significantly based on historical and social contexts. Part 2: The Evolutionary Leap of Chess-Playing Computers. Imagine the world in the 1950s standing on the brink of a technological revolution that would fundamentally alter humanity's relationship with machines. At this juncture, computers were bulky contraptions, more curiosity than utility, barely capable of fundamental tasks by today's standards. Yet this era marked the humble beginnings of what would become a grand chess challenge between man and machine. The stage was set in 1956 in a lab nestled in Los Alamos, New Mexico, where scientists introduced MANIAC AN, a pioneering computer that bore the distinction of running one of the first chess programs ever developed. Weighing a hefty 1,000 pounds, MANIAC AI's memory capabilities were modest yet groundbreaking for the time. Due to its limitations, however, chess on MANIAC AI was not quite the game we know. It was played on a reduced board of 36 squares, some bishops, to fit the computational constraints. Despite these limitations, a historic milestone was reached when MANIAC AI defeated a beginner at chess. This marked the first victory of artificial intelligence over a human in such a strategic and intellectual endeavor, paving the way for the future of AI in competitive domains. But the evolution did not stop there. Driven by the relentless pace set by Moore's Law, which posits that computer processing power doubles approximately every 2 years, the capabilities of chess-playing computers grew exponentially. By 1977, these digital contenders were squaring off against the top 5% of chess players, managing strong defensive strategies and tactical moves despite occasional critical errors. A significant breakthrough came with the development of the alpha-beta pruning algorithm in the 1970s. This technique revolutionized computer chess by enabling more efficient move evaluations. By systematically eliminating inferior moves earlier in the analysis, computers were not only able to speed up their decision processes, but could also forecast outcomes several moves in advance with increasing accuracy. This narrative of technological progress captures the profound journey from primitive experiments in a New Mexico lab to sophisticated algorithms that challenge grandmasters, transforming how we perceive the capability limits of artificial intelligence. Part 3: Embracing the Shift, How Automation Shapes Our Workforce. The sight of self-checkout lines at supermarkets is becoming all too familiar. What once was a novelty is now a clear indicator of a broader global shift. The move toward automation that's gradually phasing out human roles, particularly in the service industry. This transformation is not unprecedented. History is speckled with economic revolutions, starting from the Industrial Revolution, where machines first began to replace agricultural workers and craftsmen. This evolution continued through the 1960s and 1970s as technological advancements in precision mechanics made roles such as watchmakers seem archaic. Fast forward to the dawn of the internet, and we witnessed a significant disruption in the service sector. bank tellers and travel agents found their roles streamlined as e-services took over. Today, this trend is stretching into even more refined professions. Yes, even those sectors traditionally seen as secure and impermeable, such as medicine and law, are beginning to feel the impact of automation. Yet while the notion of machines replacing human labor might stir up concern or nostalgia for simpler times, it's crucial to view this shift within a broader context. Throughout history, technological progress has generally catalyzed human development and improved standards of living. It's through our inventions that we've managed to mitigate manual labor, which in turn has bolstered human rights and quality of life. Living in an era where we can access the world's knowledge from devices in our air-conditioned rooms, and it may seem ungrateful to lament the disappearance of certain jobs. But this isn't just about losing jobs, it's about transition and adaptation. The reality is that the landscape of employment is changing irreversibly. Jobs in traditional roles like clerical work, cashiering, or call centers are dwindling, supplanted by machines and software. Those affected won't likely find similar roles in manufacturing, but might instead move toward new opportunities in technology and the burgeoning service sectors that are evolving alongside these innovations. Rather than resisting this wave of change, embracing it might just be key to unlocking new avenues for growth and employment in an automated world. Part 4: AI and Chess, From Programmed Moves to Self-Learning Machines. In an intriguing encounter back in September 2016, Garry Kasparov, the chess legend, met Artie, a robot at a robotics event in Oxford. While robots that converse might still seem like a glimpse into a distant future, they are quickly becoming a tangible aspect of our daily lives, thanks to advances in artificial intelligence. Historically, computers have been adept at solving predefined problems but struggled with the creative aspect of question formulation, a realm where human cognitive skills traditionally dominated. However, the tide is turning. While today's machines can ask questions, they still falter in discerning which questions to prioritize, which is crucial for true intelligence. Consider devices like Google Assistant or Amazon's Alexa, which interact through a sequence of coded prompts and responses. The interaction, although seemingly intelligent, is essentially underpinned by basic data analysis rather than genuine cognitive abilities. Yet, the frontier of AI is fast expanding. Researchers are ambitiously pushing towards a reality where machines could independently generate questions based on raw data without relying on a predetermined set of human inputs. This leap could significantly enhance how machines learn and interact with the world. Taking this concept into the domain of chess, an area where AI has had a profound impact, illuminates the trajectory of technological advancement. Traditionally, chess-playing computers operated on explicitly programmed strategies. They knew the value of the chess pieces, such as a queen over a rook, because these rules were hard-coded into them. The latest research shifts away from this model towards machines that are taught only the fundamental rules of chess. The groundbreaking aspect of this approach is that these machines then teach themselves the rest through gameplay, learning strategies and tactics organically. This method not only allows them to devise innovative strategies, but also potentially creates opportunities for machines to teach these new insights back to their human counterparts. The evolution from rule-based systems to self-learning entities exemplifies how rapidly AI is advancing, potentially reshaping sectors far beyond just the game of chess. This continuous development may soon lead us to a world where artificial intelligence becomes a seamless part of daily life, interactively and independently responding to its environment. Part 5: The Mental Game of Chess, Humans versus Computers. The essence of chess spans beyond just a sequence of moves on a board. For many, it's a fiercely psychological warfare as intense as any physical sport. Debates often swirl around whether chess should be classified as a sport, but one thing is unmistakable. The sheer mental fatigue after a chess game is comparable to physical exhaustion after an intense physical competition. Chess, at its core, is a psychological duel. This aspect has been extensively explored by Garry Kasparov, especially since 2003 when he began analyzing games from celebrated grandmasters, including his own encounters, as documented in his book My Great Predecessors. His studies reveal that even the most skilled players are prone to blunders, not due to a lack of skill, but because of psychological pressure exerted by the game and their opponents. Immanuel Lasker, a German chess legend and the world chess champion from 1894 to 1921, personified this psychological play. He often chose moves that, while not necessarily the strongest tactically, were aimed at unsettling his opponent. This strategy hinges on a deep understanding of the opponent's weaknesses and inclinations, leveraging psychological discomfort to gain an advantage. Contrast this intricate human approach with how computers play chess. Computers enter the chess world devoid of emotion or psychological nuance. Their approach is purely strategic, rooted in algorithms and probability calculations rather than psychological manipulation. By 1985, computers had evolved to the point where they could calculate all potential move combinations several turns ahead, selecting the optimal strategy from a purely analytical standpoint. However, if a human player could strategically think beyond this horizon, say 5 moves ahead, they maintained a competitive edge over the machines. This fundamental difference underscores the unique strengths and weaknesses of both human and computer players in chess. While computers may excel in strategic calculations, they lack the capacity for psychological warfare, a domain where human players can still dominate and redefine the game. Part 6: The Double-Edged Sword of Data in AI Development. The narrative that immense talent is the bedrock of extraordinary achievement is often revered. Yet as Malcolm Gladwell discusses in his book Outliers, the reality might hinge more on extensive practice. While this principle has some resonance in human endeavors, it transcends into a starkly different dimension when applied to artificial intelligence, where sheer data volume reigns supreme. This idea was vastly explored by Donald Mickey, a British AI researcher, who in the 1960s began experimenting with machines not by programming explicit rules, but by feeding them an enormous amount of example data. His pioneering work with the game of tic-tac-toe demonstrated that a machine could derive underlying principles simply from processed data, a foundational concept in machine learning. This approach has been scaled up in modern tech applications, like Google Translate. These systems don't truly understand languages as humans do. Instead, they operate by analyzing millions of human-translated sentences to produce what seems like an understanding and, consequently, a plausible translation. However, the reliance on vast datasets is not without its pitfalls. Michi's later experiments in the 1980s with developing a chess-playing AI showcased this vulnerability. By loading the machine with millions of grandmaster-level chess moves, he aimed to create a formidable player. While the machine achieved a high level of play, it was also prone to bewildering errors, such as inexplicably sacrificing a queen without strategic merit. The issue stemmed from the machine's inability to contextualize the data fully. It recognized patterns where sacrificing a queen sometimes led to victory, but it couldn't discern the specific conditions under which such a sacrifice was wise. It could mimic the what, but not grasp the why, essentially knowing everything about the moves, yet understanding nothing about the strategy. This serves as a cautionary tale about the limits of feeding computers large amounts of data. While it can result in powerful programs capable of processing information at unprecedented scales, it also highlights the importance of incorporating a nuanced understanding of context, a challenge that continues to define the frontier of AI development. Part 7: Learning the Art of Graceful Defeat from Machines. For some, losing a game can unravel into an emotional ordeal, but for others, like the famed chess champion Garry Kasparov, it was an intense lesson in humility and grace, particularly when the opponent was not human. Kasparov, renowned for his competitive spirit and exemplary chess skills, rarely faced defeat. Out of 2,400 career matches, he only tasted defeat 170 times, showcasing his dominant command over the chessboard. Yet, his initial encounters with defeat were not taken lightly. Losing could lead to sleepless nights or visible frustration during award ceremonies. However, Kasparov believed that a true competitor must disdain losing more fearlessly than he fears competing. This mindset prevented him from giving up and pushed him to excel consistently. The real shift came when Kasparov began playing against computers. His first loss to a computer occurred in May 1994 against Fritz III at a Blitz chess tournament in Munich. Even with rapid, decisive moves and initially gaining an advantageous position, one flawed strategy allowed Fritz III to stage a comeback. Although Kasparov won the tournament overall, the loss marked the first instance where a world chess champion was defeated by a computer in a public setting. The saga with machines continued with IBM's Deep Blue, a more formidable AI opponent. In their iconic 1996 match and its subsequent 1997 rematch, Kasparov first triumphed but later succumbed. In their final encounter, Deep Blue's brute calculation power of possible moves overwhelmed Kasparov's strategic planning, registering a historic win for AI and marking a profound moment of realization for Kasparov. Computers were not just competitors, but they were evolving adversaries, bound to surpass human capabilities. What Kasparov's experiences reveal is much more than the evolution of AI in games. They highlight a critical life skill: learning to lose gracefully. Competing against these emotionless, strategically precise machines taught Kasparov to accept defeat as a part of growth and to see losing as an integral component of competing. This not only shaped him as a player, but also matured his perspective on competition and defeat, encapsulating the notion that there is dignity in conceding to a better prepared opponent, even if that opponent is a computer. Part 8: Cheating in Chess. The human factor remains despite AI. While the sheen of chess championships conveys elegance and intellect, the reality of competitive chess includes its fair share of unsavory tactics, a secretive tradition of foul play that spans decades. The introduction of computers into the sphere of chess has not eradicated these underhand methods, it has merely transformed them. Reflecting on past rivalries brings anecdotes that veer on the bizarre yet underscore the extent players will go to gain an edge. Notably, during the 1978 World Championships in the Philippines, Anatoly Karpov and Viktor Korchnoi showcased an intense psychological war, not just on the board but off it as well. Karpov had Dr. Zhukar, a psychologist, sit in the audience, allegedly attempting to hypnotize or unsettle Korchnoi with intense stares. Retaliating, Korchnoi brought in members of an Indian sect to meditate directly at Karpov and his psychologist, aiming to disrupt their focus instead. Beyond these mind games, the competitors lodged continual accusations against each other, calling for inspections of mundane items like chairs and eyeglasses, and infamously, the contents of Karpov's yogurt, suspecting them to be tools of cheating. Switching to the era of artificial intelligence in chess, one might assume such human follies would fade. However, computers brought a different dimension to foul play. Though they operate on sheer computational power, human intervention is sometimes necessary to manage technical issues, such as software bugs or system crashes. During Garry Kasparov's rematch against IBM's Deep Blue in 1997, the machine experienced crashes that required restarts, effectively erasing its memory tables and potentially altering its subsequent gameplay. These interruptions led to concerns about whether such incidents could be manipulated, intentionally triggering restarts to influence the game's outcome. Current regulations have tightened to oversee technician interventions more closely, reflecting an ongoing struggle to maintain fairness, even in an age dominated by computers. Chess has proven simple enough for machines to excel, as evidenced by Deep Blue's victory employing late 1990s technology. Yet, as AI ventures into more complex games like Go, which presents a larger board and more variables, the real challenge extends beyond computational prowess to maintaining integrity amidst the intricate interplay of human and machine elements. This ongoing evolution in competitive gaming continues to test the boundaries of technology, strategy, and crucially, sportsmanship. Final summary. The landscape of artificial intelligence, AI, has progressed remarkably, demonstrating capabilities that sometimes surpass those of human intelligence, particularly in areas like chess. For over two decades, AI has been challenging and defeating top-tier chess masters, leveraging brute computational power and immense data processing capabilities. However, the future holds even more transformative potential for AI. Currently, machines operate primarily on algorithms that allow them to process data at unprecedented speeds. Yet we stand on the brink of a revolution along intelligence's frontier. The next leap involves machines not just analyzing data, but being able to generate meaningful questions from it. This capability will push them beyond mere data handlers to proactive problem solvers. When computers begin independently formulating questions and deriving solutions without direct human input, they will effectively mimic and potentially exceed certain facets of human cognitive processes. This advancement will signify more than just technological achievement. It represents a fundamental shift in the nature of intelligence itself, transcending the binary limits of programmed responses to embrace a more nuanced, dynamically responsive interaction with the world. This forthcoming evolution in AI could redefine our interaction with technology, creating machines that can learn, adapt, and potentially think autonomously. As this new chapter in AI unfolds, it will challenge our existing notions of intelligence and set the stage for a future where the boundaries between human and artificial cognition blur even further. Thank you for joining me today on this journey of learning and discovery as we explored the insights of another thought-provoking book in our growing library of knowledge. If you've enjoyed our time together, please take a moment to follow our podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and share 20-minute books with other knowledge seekers. Your support truly means a lot. Don't forget to join me again in the next episode, where we will delve into another enriching book. Until then, happy reading and happy listening.